Hello, world, and welcome to another episode of Mackin' with Miles, the podcast version. If you guys don't know, the Blackwell Miles radio show now will only be heard on FreshersRadio.com Sundays at 4 p.m. They also got repeats, so you got to go on Freshers.com, FreshersFM.com, or FreshersRadio.com to find out the schedule. But every new episode is Sunday at 4 p.m. You know, that's the only place you're going to be able to hear the music from the show. I'm no longer able to play the music on here, so this is now the podcast version of the show. But if you want to keep hearing the music in between my commentary, you definitely got to go to FreshersRadio.com, Freshers FM, and listen to the show there Sundays at 4 p.m. and throughout the week during the repeats. So, it's been one crazy week after another, and it's just not stopping. So, if you haven't heard the news, Megan Thee Stallion was shot last week. And, you know, everything was okay at first when the story got out. But, you know, now there's a whole nother story that Tory Lanez allegedly shot Megan while she was trying to leave the vehicle. Is that true? I don't know. You know, right now, you know, the police are saying that, you know, Tony fired shots from within the vehicle while Megan was outside trying to leave. You know, well, a source told Page Six the New York Post, you know. And basically just saying this is a case of a man physically harming and abusing a woman. Now, on Wednesday, Megan came forward on Instagram and spoke about the alleged incident, expressing a sense of gratitude after being shot in the foot with a detailed account of what happened. She said, "On Sunday morning, this last Sunday, I suffered gunshot wounds as a result of a crime that was committed against me and done with the intentions to physically harm me," she wrote in a public note. "I was never arrested. The police never drove me to the hospital where I underwent surgery to remove the bullets. I'm incredibly grateful to be alive, and I'm expecting to make a full recovery, but it was important for me to clarify the details about that traumatic night." Now, if you've been on social media, you see, you know, a lot of people were, especially like her producer, her bodyguard, they rally behind her. But, you know, they issued warnings to Lanez, implying that he was the one responsible, saying, "I hope y'all don't believe he was defending her. That's a BS story." You know, if you know me, you know her well enough. Not only do you know I wasn't physically present on Sunday morning or Sunday morning events, but you know why, added her bodyguard in the Instagram story. You know, Lanez was released on Thursday morning, posting a $35,000 bail. Let's just say that again, just make sure y'all understood that. And, you know, the cops found a gun in his car. You know, they didn't say that's why he got arrested for shooting Megan, but basically, you know, he got arrested for a concealed weapon. And I really don't want to believe that Tory Lanez shot her, but if he did, that's just not what I expected from this at all. It's just like, sheesh, what else is 2020 going to give us? Because Tory Lanez shooting Megan Thee Stallion was not on my Bengals checklist. You know what I find interesting? So with the whole Megan Thee Stallion thing going on, you know, there's a lot of memes on the internet, a lot of videos, people making jokes and everything. And Megan got tight. She got on social media and just like, "Hey, man, what I'm going through right now is traumatizing. And you guys just want to make jokes about this and da-da-da-da-da-da-da." And then what I thought interesting is, you know, this week, Nick Cannon lost his job with Viacom. And I didn't see one meme or skit around that. And it just made me wonder, like, okay, what do people take seriously? People take firing seriously, but they won't take getting shot seriously. Is that what it is? Or is it because what Nick Cannon said on the show got fired for, people don't think it's funny, and that's why they're not making jokes? I don't know. I saw the interview. You know, the first time I heard the interview is a little bit right after the word started getting around that Nick Cannon was getting fired from Viacom. You know, it was a Wednesday. I started listening to maybe the first 30 minutes, then I had to go to work, so I had to stop listening. But then I told myself, I'm going to finish the rest when I get off of work, and then I didn't have time. The next morning, I tried to listen to it. It was gone. It was no longer on Apple Podcasts. I couldn't find a video on YouTube. There was no more of it anywhere. And I was upset because I was really enjoying the podcast. I thought the podcast was really good. I never actually got to listen to a whole episode of Canon Class. And, you know, I was really interested in this episode, especially because Professor Griff is, you know, somebody I used to listen to a lot growing up. You know, especially when I was younger and I was really into conspiracy theories and stuff like that. So, like, I'm listening to the episode, and it's what I just find interesting is a lot of times in the show, there was like, you know, we're saying this with love. We're not trying to be anti-Semitic. When, you know, they tried so hard to basically stay on, you know, a path where there's like, hey, we don't mean, this is not about hate. you know, we're not trying to bring anybody down. You know I can get in trouble for this. You know, that's basically what they kept saying. I can get in trouble for this. I know things can go wrong, but I don't mean it like this. And people, you know, they were, especially when they were saying, you know, people might construe this the wrong way. They might take it the wrong way. And that's exactly what happened. They took it exactly the wrong way. They took everything out of context, you know. Because I never heard a part where they said all Jews are this. I didn't hear a part where he said all white people are this. He never said those things, you know. He did bring up that, you know how they say cops, there's some bad apples with the police? Well, they were saying there's some bad apples within certain communities, you know? They were talking about all white people are barbaric and didn't have this or that. They were talking about people who from the Nordic, you know, culture, you know, the people from, and not now, I'm talking about back in the day in Rome era, the Romans era, during the Roman times, you know? And people were just ran with it like, oh, he's talking about the white people today, you know? And they're talking about history. You know, they wasn't talking about what was happening right now, but, you know, that's how they took it. That's how they ran with it. And, you know, it's crazy because Nick Cannon, the whole time as he's, you know, doing the show, you see, you know, he's like, he's trying to make sure he don't offend anybody, you know. And a lot of the stuff that's on that episode is barbershop talk. What I call barbershop talk is what we talk about in the barbershop. But, you know, Nick Cannon was foolish enough to say it live in front of everybody. I feel like everybody who got mad about it didn't listen to the podcast because they took everything out of context. You know, like I mentioned it on Twitter and people just came and drove. So it was one or the other. It was either people were, you know, agreeing with me because I was like, you know what, I'm not going to support Viacom. No more BET Plus, no MTV, no VH1, you know, no Paramount Pictures, no CBS All Access, because what's the point of selling, you know, giving them my hard-earned money and they're just going to get rid of my favorite personality on that program? Because, you know, when Dog the Bounty Hunter went ahead and said nigga a bunch of times, or even killed a black person in the 70s, they still gave him a couple shows. Hulk Hogan went on a racist rant. I still see him in WWE. You know, Don Imus was calling people nappy-headed hoes, and they gave him a different radio show. You know what I mean? So it's just like, yeah, pick and choose who y'all get upset about. And one thing I did see is, like, you really can't say nothing about the Jewish community, because they will show their power. Just, they were like, ah, talk about one of us, we're gonna make an example out of you. So we need that in our own culture. Like, if something happens to a black person anywhere, we need to be able to shut them down. We need to be able to fire them. And that's why I'm like, you know, people always have this thing like, oh, black people can be racist too, and black people, you know, they have power too. And I'm like, well, anytime, you know, we haven't even got the guys who, the police officer that killed Breonna Taylor. So how you guys say we have just as much power, but, you know, these guys were able to get rid of Nick Cannon within days. And we're months into you know, these marching and everything like that. So I don't subscribe to any of that. You know, I want to shout out to my boy Nick Cannon, though, because, you know, I can see he's going through a hard time. I know he wanted to do what was best. He was trying to stick with his community and, you know, share certain knowledge. And, you know, people took it the wrong way. And, you know, it was funny because they were saying in the show, this is a dangerous episode. This could get bad. And I'm watching the episode knowing what's going to happen afterwards. I'm like, damn, Nick, if only you knew, you know? Now, would it have been best for him not to share that information? I don't know. I don't think the issue was that Nick was saying the stuff. I think it's because he had Professor Griff on the show. Because they can't, what are they going to do to Professor Griff? They got no show for him to cancel. He don't have no big sponsors. So the best thing they can do is go after Nick. Because Nick is the one who brought him on the show to share his knowledge, to promote his book and stuff like that. You know what I mean? So I you know, a lot of people don't want to go into, because it's, you know, when it comes to, like, our melanin and all the stuff, they start saying, yo, that's not scientific fact, you know, it's pseudoscience, whatever, you know. I personally didn't find nothing wrong with the podcast. I did not see it with anti-Semitic, you know. They talked about history, they talked about class struggles, you know, and the thing is, a lot of stuff that they brought up could be looked up. You know what I mean? It's not like they were sitting here saying all white people are evil, all Jewish people are evil. That is not what they were saying at all. But that's what the media twisted it to be, and I think that's totally unfair. And, you know, that's the way how things are in media landscape now. It doesn't matter what you say. It's, you know, how the public perceived it, because Viacom made it seem like this man was over here becoming the black Alex Jones. You know what I mean? And that's not fair. That's not fair. You know, I'm going to support Nick Cannon no matter what. I'm not going to lie and say I was watching, what you call it, All My Life, Wildin' Out, because I definitely stopped watching Wildin' Out after it went to MTV2. Like, I'm an early Wild 'N Out fan from, like, when it first dropped when I was a kid. I was still, like, in junior high, going to high school. But, you know, I supported Nick everywhere after that. Whatever movies, whatever shows, even music. I listen to Nick Cannon music. That's how much I support Nick Cannon, you know? That's my bro boy. That's my bro dog, you know? Like, I grew up watching that man. You know, that's, like, I see me in Nick. You know what I mean? So, it's like, I'm not going to cancel Nick Cannon, you know? I'm waiting for that new She-Ball movie he produced with, you know, with Chris Brown and Birdman. They got a new movie called She-Ball. I'm waiting on that, you know. I saw his last movie, King of the Dance Hall. That was all right. But, you know, anything Nick Cannon does, I'm a support. And wherever he goes next, I'm a support. I see that Diddy's invited him to come to Revolt. And, you know, Diddy got an interesting history when it comes to dealing with artists and stuff like that. So I'm just like, be careful, Nick. You know, but, you know, I do appreciate black people standing together and like, yo, we can do this together. We can make this work. Black on everything, you know, so I'm down for that, you know. But at the end of the day, I know Nick Cannon is going to be fine. Nick Cannon is going to be fine. That man is not a broke man. You know, he still has a show on Fox, the Masked Singer. He also has a new talk show that he's getting ready to come out with. So it's not over completely for him. And people are upset that he's apologizing for the stuff he said, especially because on the show, he was like, yo, this is unapologetic. And then he goes and apologize. You know, they're like, oh, you sold out, this and that. So he's like, first you pissed off the Jewish people. Then you pissed off the black people. And then it's just no winning. It's just no winning. So, you know, I say that to whatever comes out your mouth, you always got to be prepared for somebody to be offended. And, you know, you got to know what's worth apologizing for. You know, do you truly feel like this or do you truly don't feel like it? You know, the thing about Nick, I know Nick is playing the game. You know, this is chess, not checkers. So I'm not upset with him. You got to do what you got to do, man. You got to keep the ball running. You got to keep that money coming in. You know, you still got a bunch of sponsors and a bunch of shows that you're doing. You know, you can't just cancel everything. You just can't just say, oh, well, I lost that position. I'm just going to do my own thing. Now, granted, if he did do his own thing, you know, he would still have a following. You know, but, you know, it's different when you have a big corporation behind you funding everything. So I'm not mad at Nick. Nick, you got to do what you got to do. We still going to ride for you no matter what. You know, just got to play the game. So, this week, they have a new streaming service that just came out called Peacock. Peacock is the NBC Universal streaming service. Now, I know what y'all saying. Another one, we got a lot of streaming services. You know, you got your Netflix. You got your Hulu. You got your Crackle, which is free. You got your Pluto. You got your, what are the other one? Tubi. You know, you got your Disney Plus, you got your HBO Max, Amazon Prime, you know, Redbox. I could go on and on and on and on. Literally, a streaming service for everything, you know. I love MasterClass. MasterClass is my favorite streaming service because that's literally just all the big people, all the people who, you know, your R.L. Stein, your James Patterson, your Martin Scorsese, your Samuel Jackson, they all teaching their craft. You know, you want to learn basketball? Here's Stephen Curry teaching you basketball. Want to play tennis? Here's Serena Williams teaching you how to play tennis. You know, I love MasterClass. But anyway, this is not a commercial for streaming services. I wanted to bring up NBC Universal for a reason. So, I got it the other day, and I'm interested because I'm like, all right, what's in these apps? You know, and one thing I hate about these apps is, you know, because I'm such a movie buff, most of the stuff that's on these apps are already bought. So it's like, give me something I didn't see already. But, you know, NBC Universal created Peacock, and it has everything that NBC or Universal have made under the sun. Anything under Telemundo, Sci-Fi Channel, you know, they got everything, you know what I mean? And anything that's under from NBC Universal, you know. So, and I'm watching, you know, a couple of stuff. They got, you know, classic comedy shows, classic movies. And I'm like, this is pretty cool and interesting stuff here, you know. I had to pay so I could get no commercials and stuff. So I'm like, I'll deal with that. I mean, with a free trial, I don't pay until next week. But, you know, I'm going through this app, I'm looking at this stuff, and I'm like, you know, NBC Universal got a lot of stuff on here. And I came to a realization about where things are heading towards the future. Everything's just going to be apps. I don't even think we're going to have cable boxes no more. Because I'm looking through this app, they have their own, like, channels and everything like that. And it's just an interesting time because it's like, you know, back in the day, you know, you just had a TV and an antenna, and you hope to God your antenna got the broadcast signal so you could watch whatever was on the TV. Then they came up with cable, and the cable had to go all around the world so people can get it. And then, you know, here we are transferring towards streaming. And, you know, depending on where you live, some of you may not have the best receptions, but streaming may be the only option soon. And, you know, here's where I'm getting at. So, a couple TV affiliates were basically, you know, a TV affiliate company is basically a channel that have their own broadcast signal and everything like that, but they also get, you know, productions from, like, the mainstream corporation and stuff like that. So a bunch of NBC affiliates decided they were not going to play 30 Rock because there's a new episode of 30 Rock. It's 30 Rock one-time special. You know, Tina Fey, you know, Alec Baldwin, Tracy Morgan, you know, they just like, hey, we're going to bring this sitcom one more time, you know, because everybody's in quarantine. And a bunch of affiliates like, oh, no, we see your bullshit. We're not letting that rock. Because it wasn't produced by NBC Productions or Peacock Productions. It was produced by their advertising division. So they're like, oh, no, you're not going to play a whole one-hour commercial for Peacock on our TV station. Nah, you're not doing that. You can keep that to yourself. And what I heard, I was like, let me watch this. Let me see how much of this is a commercial. You know what I mean? And oh my God, it was disgusting. This thing was just a whole hour commercial for NBC Universal and Peacock. Like, it was literally in the dialogue. Like, hey guys, you know, Peacock's about to come out soon. It's the best place to watch all the NBC Universal content. And everything that's great about TV and film is going to be all in one place. And I'm just like, oh my God. You guys, every few minutes, you guys are just plugging it in. And I realized this is not an episode of 30 Rock. I mean, it's written and shot like episode 30 Rock, except everybody's in quarantine, so nobody's really together. But it's really just a commercial featuring the 30 Rock cast. That's all it was. And I'm sitting here like, I can't believe they got away with this. Like, I mean, granted, you're playing on your channel, you can do whatever you want. But it's just like, whoa, this is just, it was just disgusting. It's like, you guys are just gonna just sit here and just sell all day, and the way that they were just kissing advertisers' ass, like, hey guys, you know, you can come to your Peacock and you can show your ads to your, you know, your consumer base on our app. Why even bother with TV anymore? So I can understand why all these NBC affiliates were like, yo, we want no parts of this. You're not playing the 30 Rock special on our channel because you're basically telling our audience to go to stream and don't watch TV no more. You know, and I can tell you this now. If you just open an NBC streaming app, the Peacock app, there's a chance that you probably don't have to watch TV no more because they have so much content on there that you wouldn't have to watch anything. So I can see why these guys were getting upset because it was just disgusting. Just nasty. All right, y'all, that was this episode of Mackin' with Miles. Like I said, if you want to be able to hear the music in between the commentary, you got to go to freshestradio.com and listen to it on Freshest FM Sundays at 4 p.m. And make sure you guys tune in. The same stories I say here will be on Freshest News. You know, you'll be able to find it on Cardinal.com or FreshestRadio.com or Freshest YouTube. You know, there's a number of places you can find this content that will find me. Until next time, much love, God bless, 2 pieces of chicken grease. I'll see you later.